Yes, sir. I'd like to welcome everybody to the G Lou Show. Fabulous Lowrider, oldies, every Sunday night. Hosted by G Lou and Big Flossie. Long Beach in the house. Yes, sir. Let's roll. Thinking of a master plan, I'm in the studio late night vibing, man. Thinking how I can expand, take the show to a new level. OG Sundays, foot to the gas pedal. Stepping with my homie Big Floss from the east side, Long Beach. Homie, every week this how we ride. Playing all the oldies and low rider classics. You bring it all together, make it sound fantastic. Blog Talk Radio, the internet's blasted. Straight to the streets, got the low riders mastered. Now everybody asking the number one question, the number one show, no doubt we confess it. Homie, it's a blessing, and do it how we do. Get love from the brown, black blood to the cuz. The cuz, we love this, we do this for the people. Every Sunday night, you can see us through your peephole. Dipping, no slipping, no set tripping. Only thing we shooting is a movie, listen. Shout out to the homies in the Lou, in the A-Town, Tampa, Chicago, even in the Bay now. We got everybody tuned in to the number one show. Where they doing it at? Again, I'm B-City Voice Finding. So anything you miss when the show's done, you can just rewind this, homie. Yeah, it's the G Lou Show, OG Sundays, Fabulous Lowrider Oldies, G Lou, Big Flossie, Eastside LBC, LAC, that part. Shout out to the homie Hank. Shout out to BCB, BBC, all the homies. Come take that ride with us every Sunday night. Flight. And we out. And we out. Yeah, yeah, welcome to the G Lou Show, OG Sundays, Fabulous Lowrider Oldies, live, baby. I am G Lou, your host with the most for the evening, and I will be joined in 1 second by the queens of the show, Cousin Marcy, Queen Jean. Shout out to Big Hankster, the gangster. You dig what I'm saying? Let me set it off a little something like this. Give me some background music, please. Okay. We got to give a shout out to our sponsors before we begin. Shout out to first and foremost BTP Media Group, Jeff Kwan and the Kwan Conglomerate out of the Bay Area. Follow them on all social media platforms. The website is btpmediagroup.com. Yes. Also, shout out to 93.3 Tweed, FM-ism, every Thursday night, Blog Talk Radio. Your host, Tweed Cadillac, your co-host, Lou Lavish. Tune in Thursday nights, y'all, tweedcadillac.com. Also, Dee Dee Hairston, author, publisher, producer. She got books on Amazon. Go run her numbers up. Dee Dee Hairston. Also, Normani Candles. The young queens out of Southern California, black business owned and doing their thing. Check them out, normanicandles.com. Also, follow them on IG, Normani Candles. ASAP. Also, don't forget to check out the G Lou Show YouTube channel. Fresh content every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Tonight, after this show, we have the world-famous Oldies Rule Forever Sundays with G Lou and They Love, rated number one Sunday nights. Tap in or tap out. Tune in to get turned on. It's OG Sunday, Fabulous Lowrider Oldies. I am G Lou. That right there is Cousin Marcy. Cuzzo, what's cracking? Hello? So we got Cousin Marcy? Do we got Cousin Marcy? Okay. I guess we don't got Cousin Marcy yet. We don't got Queen Jean yet either, but she'll be here shortly. The calling number.
Mic check, 1, 2.
Oh, there she is.
Can y'all hear me?
There she is.
Oh, my gosh.
She just flew in.
Same thing, y'all. Oh, my gosh.
She just flew in, y'all.
Just flew in off
Happy
the jet.
Happy Sunday, everybody. So sorry, cuzzo. I'm here. I figured it out.
Okay,
I'm here, y'all. Hey, Queen. Hey, G-Lou. Hey, City Gangsta listeners. Yes, y'all, we done made it to another OG Sunday. Lord have mercy. I'm going to wake up today. I swear to you. Now I really know what I'm doing. I'm figuring out this device still, cuzzo, but I got it. How are you?
Doing great, cuz oh, glad to be here for another Sunday. Blessed to be here. It's a blessing.
That's always
yes.
Right. I hope the people's ready for another OG ride, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Goodness. Oh, I got this thing right. Okay, I got it. I'm together, y'all.
Okay. And what, hey, Marcy, give them a sneak peek of what they got cracking with that Marcy Minute tonight. What's popping with that?
For Marcy's Minute, of course, we're going to get into maybe one or two things on sports only because of the finals. And, of course, some entertainment news. We got some special birthdays, some of my favorites. So, yep, stay tuned for that. Marcy's Minute, we got you coming up.
Okay, there it is, y'all. Marcy's Minute, the G-Lou Show, OD Sunday, Fabulous Lowrider, Odie's. Waiting for the queen to arrive, too. She's in traffic, but she'll be here shortly. Shout out to Hanks the Gangster, all of our sponsors. If you want to call in and talk. We talk back. It's G-Lou, Cousin Marcy. We up in this mother sucker, y'all. Check this out. We might as well get into some oldies. We might as well get into some oldies, right? So that's what we'll do.
That's right.
In meantime, in between time. OG Sundays, Fabulous, Lowrider, Oldies.
Let's go.
want y'all to take a look at that sign up there. See what it says? Cash for your home. You know what that is?
Billboard.
What are y'all, Amos and Andy? Are you stepping and he's fetching? I'm talking about the message, what it stands for. It's called gentrification. It's what happens when the property value of a certain area is brought down. Huh? You listening?
Yeah.
They bring the property value down. They can buy the land at a lower price. Then they move all the people out, raise the property value, and sell it at a profit.
So check it out, y'all. You are listening to the G Lou Show, and this is DJ Clientele. It's hot, it's happening, it's popping. Tune in, and you're going to get a treat every single time. Word up.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. The legendary Morris Day and the time, y'all. 777-9311-904-814-8034-001. That's the call-in number. I'm with Queen Jean, Cousin Marcy. Queen Jean just pulled up. She was in traffic. Queen Jean, what's happening?
777-9311.
That's what it is.
That's what it was.
Hello, Queen Cousin. She
get mad. What's going on? So, King, what happened? I'm here. What happened a second ago? Was you stuck on that 777-9311? Because you almost forgot the 914.
Right, right. I was caught up. I was caught up in the matrix.
Stumble. I was like, whose number he about? What number you about to shout out to that 777-9311? Take you back down memory lane. That's a BC number.
Yep.
That's a for real BC number. He said, I'm just trying to get with you tonight.
That's a prank call number. Look, that's a prank call number for us. I used to be like, oh, my gosh.
Does this number really work?
Does it really work? Like 867-5309, okay?
And you knew who didn't listen to Morris Day because you can give a brother that number, and he'll just take it with a big old smile. I was like, okay, he don't know nothing about Morris Day.
Right. Oh, you on that note again tonight, Queen? She come, where's the gun, Lisa? Now you can bring the gun back out.
Oh, it was all gravy tonight. But it was just like, okay. Okay. That was just back in the day. I mean, that actually happened twice. I did. Brother was happy. He was smiling, cheesing, and I said, I told one of my cousins on my mother's side, I said, he must don't listen to Morris Day. You know, like, how you not going to know about the time that 777-93, that you done open up a whole conversation with that joint. Hey, hey.
Happy Sunday to everyone. Ooh. Happy Sunday to you, Queen.
Thank you. Happy Sunday to you as well. How's your family doing up in Florida?
Oh, they're good. They're good. Good. Thank you for asking.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. That's really good. Hey, shout out to all these graduates, these proms that are still going, graduations, preschoolers, kindergartners, singers, college, universities. Shout out to everybody who graduated. Mm-hmm. That is such a milestone to get over that in 2023 with all the things that's going on. Yeah. With all these obstacles in the world, because they should be trying to shut it down, you know. So, congratulations, salute.
Yeah, I'm seeing a lot of good graduations and people celebrating proms, all that. So, yeah, salute.
All that. Yeah.
Those good
and anybody
gifts.
Celebrating
their
birthdays.
Good gifts too.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Cars and I love it.
Yeah, because you work hard for it. You know, these kids are working hard just to get out of school, just to graduate. They're working hard. You got to be really, really focused.
Yeah.
It's so hard for them. And the thing is, it's not just their fellow students. They got to be aware of these teachers now, the principals, the teachers who's looking at you like sizing you up as a brother and trying to, you know what I'm saying? It's like... so much going on in the school. So you got to see them when they're able to stay focused.
That's right.
Especially if they have to go back post-COVID and be in that classroom. I cannot imagine. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Hey,
we got a caller? Caller. Good evening.
What's happening? Are y'all
what up?
It's the Royal DJ Maniac. What's happening? Are you enjoying your vacation?
Nothing much. I hear that crashing in the background.
You hear that what?
That crashing.
Oh, that outstanding.
That outstanding. How's your vacation?
What's going on,
going?
Maniac? What's popping?
Oh, nothing much. I feel good. I just came back from the park casino with Miss Gladys, so I'm good.
Okay.
Okay.
That's what's up. Hey, you didn't get to check out that festival. I know that big festival is going on in Philly this weekend, the Roots and all that.
Oh, yeah. I didn't.
Okay.
I was pissed. I've been all over the place, though. Just been clothes shopping and stuff.
You've been enjoying that vacay, though, huh?
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely.
That part. That's all that matters. That's all that matters, brother.
That's all that matters. Do it your way.
Your way, homie. Hey, Maniac, they loving that Back to the 80s, Maniac.
Oh, yes. I love that album. I love that album. I was just
people
listening
loving
it
too,
to
so
it.
Salute to you.
I was on, what's that song called? It's that Master A sample. Damn it.
Oh, that Born to Roll.
Yes. I love that. Oh, man. I love that one.
Yeah, man.
The whole album is a classic.
That's that DJ Maniac
really
touch on
is.
There.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
It's like topping Soul of the Streets, the last one. Sorry, but
wow.
It is.
That's big.
But,
yeah. Wow.
But, you know, I love everything that you...
Wow, okay.
But I'm serious.
Man,
for me.
I ain't mad at you.
Yeah.
That's good. That means
and
you're supposed to get better, right?
Yeah.
Because
I'm not knocking Soul of the Streets.
Big. Wow.
Yeah, because that's one of my favorites, too. But this one right here is my go-to. Like I said the other night, I listen to it every day. So shout out
wow.
to you, Kings, for doing that. Yeah. That back
wow,
to the
thank
80s.
You, Queen. Thank you, Queen.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, back to the 80s. Back to the 90s coming soon. Shout out to DJ Maniac again. Hey, check out the R&B Theater as well, Maniac. Tell them, Maniac, the R&B Theater on BandLab, right?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Volume 3 with Queen Marcy. She was doing her thing. I'm loving that. Oh, man. I think that's
okay, so I got
better
a,
than
I got a question. What exactly, and this is for Queen Marcy, what exactly are you doing on that? Because I was just kind of confused, so... What exactly are you doing there?
Oh, good question.
Marcy just being a whole nother. She being over there in Mars, another planet, and be having to come back and land. She got to land her landing one right. Cousin Marcy, what's going on?
I'm like, what happened?
No, no. I'm with you guys. That's why I told DJ Maniac, I be telling him, I say, thank you so much for even mentioning me. But I think it's just the
arrangement.
Listening to it, the arrangement,
arrangement.
And giving my opinion.
She got a P. Diddy on. She got a Puff Daddy
so
on.
We confer on, like, the different sounds. Like, okay, and you'll be like, dang, that's bomb, or remember this song, or remember that song. So that's why I be asking him, too. But now, y'all, I'm right here with y'all. I just be trying to get this juice that I'm going to give y'all for the Marcy minute, but I'm here. I don't got no drink. I'm drinking coffee. I don't know where I'm at, y'all, but no, I'm here. But, yes, thank you so much, DJ Maniac. And I told him one day, I said, I'm going to try to put my skills together, maybe one day I'll spin a rhyme. So maybe just going off of that,
uh-oh.
He was like, okay.
Uh-oh, Marcy, don't say that. You're going to get recruited. Don't say that.
Oh, God. I'm not competing with, like, they love got it going on. I said, ooh, this girl can really spit. Nobody said that too many times. But, yeah.
Well, that's her first time getting live, too, on Wax. So you got to, you got to come on in, Marcy.
Oh, gosh. Oh, we going to see y'all.
We going to have Marcy.
You know, all you got to do
is Queen with
to
the spoken
it.
Word.
Yeah, all you got to do is be able to make it. The lyrics, come up with the lyrics, and DJ Maniac can come up with the mess to make it sound good. So you're not giving yourself enough credit, you know. Don't think that you're going to come in with trash. You know, you coming in with some jewels, and DJ Maniac is just going to put the gravy on top of it. It's like shrimp
right,
on top
right.
of grits. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
You got to think like that. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, gosh. I'm black and I'm blushing over here. I'm black and I'm blushing. Can y'all see it? It's like, oh, Jesus, help us. Help me, Queen.
But I think Queen Marcy, because I've been having beat block lately. Like, I couldn't think of no melody. It's because, like, I've been making so many. Like, my mind's been racing. And she helped me. Like, most of the beats that's coming out on R&B Theater Volume 3 is excellent. I think this is better than the last two. Well, two is my favorite.
Yeah,
so Marcy
sounds like that. Yeah, I was listening to something yesterday, the other day, and I was like, nobody is, you know, gonna wanna hear this. And I did think of DJ Medic. I said, he'll like this, but it's actually like a newer song. It's a Rihanna song with the beat. It could be twisted. So I think that's like where the collaboration comes in. It's like our mind. Look, we're the 3 a.m. people. We be up at 3 a.m. like. Mind is racing, okay, with music.
Wow. It's a beautiful thing. Well, R&B Theater Volume 3 available now on bandlab.com. DJ Maniac produced, directed. Check that out, y'all. Also, Back to the 80s available on all digital platforms right now, produced by Maniac as well. What'd you say, Maniac?
I said, I'm sorry, it's not out yet. I'm almost done with it.
Oh, my bad. So two is up now. Check out volume two, my bad. Not quite yet. So y'all get ready for that. It's coming, all right? It's OG Sunday, Fabulous Lowrider Otis, G Lou, Queen Jean, Cousin Marcy, DJ Maniac in the Kiss Hut.
Yay.
And check this out right here. Queen Jean told me to play this. Our musical supervisor. Let's go.
Let's go.
R.I.P. to the legendary Gerald.
Come on, Gerald. Pick it up. Let's go with the old.
Every little piece, every little part of me. sweetness of baby. I'll give you anything. Just ask me and I'll give it to you, baby. So won't you give me one more chance? Give me one more chance.
Maybe not just a little bit.
We can have an everlasting romance. Baby, 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 baby. Oh, I'm ready to give you all of my love, all of my kisses.
Girl, I'm tired of playing games.
I don't wanna play no more. I don't wanna play no more. To give you every little piece, every little part of me, baby.
Maybe not just a little bit.
Not just a little bit. I wanna give you all of it, baby.
Maybe I'm ready.
Oh.
Maybe I'm ready. Maybe,
yep.
Maybe I'm ready.
Come
maybe
on.
Maybe I'm ready. Maybe
ooh.
I'm ready. Girl, I'm tired of playing
so
games.
Play with me, baby. I got too many women and I don't want.
Playing the best mix of smooth R&B, oldies, soul, and funk. Blog Talk Radio's number one Sunday night program. The Jilu Show presents OG Sunday's fabulous lowrider oldies. Broadcasting live online every Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 10 to 12 Eastern Standard Time. Call 914-803-4001 with your request. The Jilu Show OG Sunday thanks its sponsors BTP Media, 93.2 FM, DD Harrison, and One World Magazine. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, OG Sunday's Fabulous Lowrider ODs. Here's your host, Jilu, in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Listen to your heartbeat, playing the rhythm to our song. Listen to your heartbeat, oh baby.
Thank you. Okay, thanks, Lost. Okay, I have a dedication. I'm going to go way back because it reminds me of my sibling. And
that's
we used
right.
to always be in the backyard with my older cousins, and they would always say Odie. That's why I love you, Odie. Right on. So I appreciate you, King. And I'm going to keep riding with you until midnight, so I'll be on the line. I might chime back in.
Okay.
It's all
okay.
good. Enjoy your evening, sweetheart. Let's take a ride.
Let's take a ride.
And don't forget, we got them announcements coming up top of the hour. We're going to take a caller up next after this off the request line. OG Sundays. Let's go.
Let me know. Going down in a real way. I need y'all check out my other comrade, my co-defendant. He goes with the name of G. Lou. He has West Side Wednesdays, OG Sundays, G. Lou Show, Law Talk Radio. Check him out. He's on Wednesdays and Sundays. His call-in number is 914-803-4001. 93.3 FM.
Ism, baby. All right, do we have a caller? Thought we had a caller. Do we have a caller? Do we? No. Okay. I thought we had a caller. My bad, people. Well, check it out. What was I about to say? Queen Jean with the announcements coming up next. And we also got Cousin Marcy as well. So stay tuned, y'all. OG Sundays, Fabulous Lowrider Oldies.
From Normani Candles. Shop with us for 100% non-toxic soy wax candles and wax melts, plus room sprays. We're a family-owned business based in SoCal with the mission to deliver clean, non-toxic candle products. Check us out on all social platforms at Normani Candles, and don't forget to shop our website, normanicandles.com.
And now we have Queen Jean with the announcements for the evening.
Hey, hey, that was real old school. Who can I run to? That was a good old school joint. Dupuis Cadillac after Six Cruise show airs every Thursday, hosted and produced by Tweed himself with G. Lou as a co-host. Tweed got something new going on over there on the show. It's called the 5150 episodes, Crazy People and Crazy Situations. Imagine that. Check them out every Thursday at 7 o'clock p.m. East Coast and 10 o'clock p.m. 7 o'clock p.m. West Coast and 10 o'clock p.m. East Coast. And also you can check him out online, blogtalkradio.com/93TweetFM. And the studio line is 347-855-8436. Press 1 to speak. Should be very interesting, 5150 episodes. So that's something new going on the Tweed Cadillac show. Catch Big Hank at St. Luke Cody Baptist Church, located at 1401 West 34th Street in Long Beach, California. That's all week, first come, first serve. And Sunday worship is at 10:30 a.m. and Bible studies at 12 noon on Facebook Live every Wednesday. Cynthia Nunn of S&N Angels Food Giveaway every Saturday. The time is at 12:30 p.m. I have been saying 12 o'clock noon, but it's 12:30 p.m. at 200 North Long Beach Boulevard in the city of Compton. Follow S&N Angels on IG and Sylvia Nunn on Facebook. Also, let's not forget about Luther Jr. Keith, a.k.a. Big Boo, accepting donations, food, and clothing. He's out early morning 7 days a week to make sure that the homeless is fed and kept warm. He's getting a lot of recognition from different places. So check him out as well on IG and Facebook under Luther Jr. Keith. My Tribe Rise, check them out. They got something going on big for Juneteenth. So check them out on IG as well with Heavenly and Victor Goldie on IG and Facebook. West of Heaven Hair Salon at 9469 Jefferson Boulevard, Suite 107. If you're in the city of Culver City, that is the place to go. Have been in business since 1998. You can visit the website, westofheaven.com, to check out some of the services that are offered. No Grease Barbershop is located here in Charlotte, North Carolina at our Outlet Mall, 5512 New Fashion Way. Opens up at 10 o'clock a.m., 980-498-7058. Walk-ins are welcome. Ask for Devin and also know that they do have a cocktail menu there. Filthy Rich Banana Pudding. Follow founder and owner Tanya Ward on Instagram for her pop-up locations as well. She has delivery at 805-738-5943. Soul Travels, eliadegato.intailtravel.com. The business line is 808-769-2964. You can ask for Ms. Delgado. Check her out on IG as well. Email is eliadegato@gmail.com. She is offering a $100 voucher for a cruise, I believe, for people who have been doing business. But you have to go to her IG and check it out there. The information is on there. As you just heard, Nor Armani Candles, check them out as well on IG for wax melts, rooms, fresheners, and candles. Also follow the website at norarmanicandles.com, and you can check them out on IG as well. Poison Ink Tattoos, 6693 Downey Avenue, Long Beach, California. Ask for Mr. Poison and follow Mr. Poison on IG, 323-639-9747. Book in advance with a $50 deposit. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, The G. Lou Show, and check out all the contents that's there. And also, G. Lou be giving out some amazing quotes in the morning, so check them out on the YouTube channel. Risque Accessories for custom T-shirts, bags. Crystal Jewelry, she has matching sets for males and females. Sports bracelets, and check her out on Instagram at Risky Accessories as well. And June the 11th, I believe that's going to be this weekend, there's a tribute to Prince by Purple Madness from 6 o'clock p.m. to 10 o'clock p.m. The doors open at 5:30 p.m., and that's at the Garden Amphitheater in Garden Grove, California. Miss Jill Scott will be in concert at the Hollywood Bowl June the 22nd. Tickets are at mycityrocks.com, or you can dial 323-850-2000 for further information. Also follow BTP Media, the Hood Postman, and the Patio Politics on YouTube as well, and Urban Realness, Writer for Life Films, and G-Connect, Credible Javier, Righteous Fight Faith, and also follow our boss queen, Kenya Ware, on IG. Those will conclude my announcements for this evening. Happy birthday to anybody celebrating a birthday. Shout out to the Miami Heat for winning that game.
Miami Heat, wow.
Yeah, they've been having some competitive games.
Yes, never can count them out. I can say that. You can never count
Miami. Boo, nobody likes the Heat.
Yeah, I get it. I don't like Denver either. But it's just like, wow. It's just like, you know what I mean? They shocked me.
You
got to
give props where props are due. That's just the bottom line.
Yeah, no, I'm crazy. You know? I have to. You know I have to do that. But, yeah, shout out to them. And, Queen, thank you for talking about the
too.
Prince thing. Oh, my gosh. I just saw it today.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be amazing, especially for Prince lovers. My daughter was playing the Prince LP yesterday, and I told her there was just, you know, I'm not a big Prince
fan.
Yeah,
the LP? The vinyl?
Yeah, the vinyl.
Oh, wow. Man, salute to her. Uh-huh. I was just in the, crazy said, I was just trying to, it's a record shop out here. They're holding the Prince, one of those, the Purple Rain album for me. I'm trying to get a couple more, but yeah, because I'm trying to get my vinyl up as well. So salute to her for having that on vinyl. Wow. Shout out to your daughter.
Yeah, we have Prince, Janet Jackson, Two Earth, Wind and Fires, Al Green, Sade, Notoria.
Wow.
Who was that? Biggie Smalls. She got a nice little collection, so when I came home and seen that she had that, I was like, okay. So I've been ordering vinyl as well. So, yeah.
That's what's up. That's
and
what's
it sounds
up right
good.
There.
That's why I said you got to get your back to the 80s on vinyl.
Yes, yes, I do. Thank you, Queen, for reminding me.
Yeah, I think anybody that's doing digital should think about, consider that. You know, you probably can make a lot more money by having them on vinyl, because that vinyl is not cheap. It's not cheap at all.
Right.
So, yeah. Shout out to everybody that's tuning in with us. DJ Maniac, keep enjoying your vacation, wearing that royal red, and it's good on you. And shout out to everybody.
I love red.
Yeah, that's my color, too. Red is my favorite color. That is my ultimate color. I had all red on the other day, and my daughter looked at me like, really? And I was like, yeah, right. Let's go. The neighbor across the street was looking like, wow, she is just like royal today. I ain't going to say, he probably like, because they know that we're from Cali over here, so I don't know what was going through his mind, but his expression said something. I'm like, oh, it's all cool, dude. Like, hey,
right.
How you doing?
Wow.
Picking back being cool.
Picking back being boo. Hey, rest in peace to the homie Big Y as well, Inglewood.
Oh,
legend.
That was
gotta
sad.
Gotta say that. Rest in peace, Big Y. And the homie AR, Games partner too, passed away. So, man, rest in peace to everyone out there, man. You know, man. We send ours.
Everybody that's grieving, we pray for you all. You know.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
It's a triple thing.
And just
shout
remember,
out to CeeLo.
CeeLo, what it do? CeeLo, chilling. He chilling. What up, CeeLo? He chilling. My bro, we went out today and kicked it. Shout out to CeeLo. Check this out. Everyone out there off the Queen Jean playlist, you are number one on OG Sundays list. Let's go.
That's a classic right there.
Rainbows in the sky, iced tea in July. Yeah. This is Melinda calling from Los Angeles. I grew up on 54th and Arlington. We were known as the A-Brat. I'm here to speak upon us black people. We need to get it together. We need to come together. You know what I mean? Put the guns down. Put the powder down. Put the pills down. Put the meth down. Put it all down. Let's come together, you know. And shout out to the G-Lou Show. This brother doing a good thing. I'ma spread the word, and if you listening right now, spread the word. Have your folks calling in, listening. If you don't have nothing to say, just listen. Get a word. You never know. That one word that day could encourage you to do something different with your life or go help somebody else, because it's about us, okay? Listen, every Wednesday from 7 to 9 and Sundays from 7 to 9 old school, spread the word. The phone number is air code 914-803-4001. And if you want to speak on something, push 1. And brother will let you speak and get something off your chest. But we need positive thoughts. We don't need nobody calling in talking about they going to do nothing stupid and all that old stuff. We talking about positivity. And if you got some ideas how to help, you know, help the city get better, help your neighborhood get better, then call in and let's see what we can do and get together and make something happen. Because once we start making a change, it's going to spread like a wildfire and everybody can join in and help, because it's about us. Good night, y'all.
Yeah, yay. With that being said, the big homie just pulled up. What's cracking, homie?
What's the deal, G-Lo?
There he is right there. Thanks for the gangster, y'all.
Speaking y'all,
Norman.
What's happening with it? What's up, Queen?
On with you.
Man, ain't nothing to it, man, but to do it. You know how it is, man. Cousin Marcy, I hear you back there. What's happening?
What's happening, Mr. Norman? Great to hear your voice. Happy Sunday.
Always good to hear y'all, man. My wife in the kitchen, she in there washing dishes, talking about hi, man. So she want to scream hi to y'all.
Hey,
Queen
Lisa.
Queen Norman.
She washing dishes.
Listen,
that means y'all
man,
ain't
I
good
my mindset, I have my mind set on it, G-Lo. Right, I have my mind set on it. And then Miami fucked around and started coming back, and I got lost, man. Miami came back.
Miami
won
did
the
that.
Game. Man, they was down by about 15, man. Them niggas came back and won the motherfucking game. I knew they was going to win. No, I didn't know they was
You can't
win,
never count them out. Seems like you can't never count
Jimmy
them
Butler.
Out.
No, Jimmy Butler and them. Jimmy Butler, he got them motherfuckers playing like an old high school, old All-American high school team, man, with them motherfuckers. Everybody's good, but you know there's one nigga on there that's really, really good, and that's that
right.
Nigga Jimmy Butler, man. Jimmy Buckets, man. Shout out to Jimmy Buckets in the
that.
Miami Heat, man.
They did that. Miami all heart. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Miami Heat.
Yes, sir.
Hank, to the gangs in the building, y'all. What's popping, Hank? What's the good word today on a Sunday? I seen you looking all fly with them pinstripes and things, homie. What's the word for the day?
Man, it was first Sunday, man. Pastor teaching on discipleship, man, where, you know, it's you gotta when you're a disciple, you do exactly what you was taught. You know what I mean? And so discipleship is not just going out there preaching the word, but you gotta get somebody to come to the word, and then you gotta teach them what you know. And so that's how I keep going, because if you don't teach nobody what you know, then it ain't gonna keep going. So discipleship is not only going out there getting the word, but giving the word. And then getting somebody that got the word, that get the word from you, and then you teach them what you know, and then they go out and do the same thing. That's called discipleship, man. So my pastor Vicious, man, he's cool with it, man. He be doing some heck of a teaching, man. And and we try to live by the word, man. We go by what's the word he said today? We're doing biblical. Living by biblical rules, the Bible say, that's how we living, man. So it's called biblical rules, it is something like that.
You'll be all right.
Biblical
be all right,
baby. Hey, don't be screaming.
Biblical
my principle. Wife screamed out from my house in the back room. Living by biblical principles.
I'm about to say it's okay, man. It's okay.
Man, don't trip. You know me, nigga. You know, nigga, it's Sunday night, nigga. I done watched the game. I'm about like a half a gallon of some
half a gallon
of some sangria down, cause I ain't gonna lie, nigga. I'm keeping it 1,000. A half a gallon of some sangria down. That part.
Hey, let me go to the phone line. Let me see what the people are talking about.
That's my wife in the call and tell me. She all gonna call in and tell on me.
We gotta call her. Hello. Uh oh.
Hi, Gilu.
Hey, what up, Lisa?
Hey.
Hi, Mrs. Norman.
Hi, cousin.
Hi,
cousin
Marcy.
Hey, Queen Norman.
Oh, I'm okay. I was thinking, I said, hey, get on the Gilu show, because I know he didn't remember right now. So I was thinking all day that I wanted to dedicate this song to him, but I also wanted to tell him something. Can you hear me, baby?
Baby, I know you're in there lying. Quit lying. Don't be telling you told me to get on the show. Lying ass nigga. I told you I was going to get on the show, but I fucked around and forgot. Lying ass nigga.
Go ahead.
Let me tell you what I want to say. Hey, we have been, you know what, people think this is a joke, but we like this every day for real, G-Lu. You know how some people act like they're happy and they're really not happy? We were just tripping today. We are truly happy together. We've been together for so long. We have known each other for over 50 years. And we have been through so much together in the streets and out the streets and going to prison and back and forth that there's nobody knows me like Hank, and there's nobody knows me like me. I mean,
G-Lu,
we really...
Baby, before you go. before you keep going, G-Lu, you know how far to go with me, and I know how far to go with her. That's what the fuck happened. We figured that shit out. Don't fucking go too far, motherfucker, because you'll get your ass cussed out, knocked down, and tripped up, and all kind of shit.
Right.
I don't know how she fell down and bust her eye open like that. I don't know what the fuck happened, but she just tripped and fell. You know how shit was. You know how, when you do shit. So we learned not to go that far, where you got to trip a motherfucker and then pretend like you didn't trip him and all that kind of. We don't do all that shit. But go ahead, baby. I love you, sweetheart. You know what the business is.
Okay.
I got you. Bye.
So I wanted to just say that I'm the happiest married woman I know, and I thank you, baby, for being such a good husband. You have come from a pimp to a robber to whatever else you were to the best husband in the world, and I really appreciate you. And we came gone each other's life so much. Every 15 years for the last 50, we've met up together. So I wanted to dedicate this song, G-Lu, Here We Go Again by the Isley Brothers.
Oh, that's my joint.
You guys even know we've been through so much.
Baby, you ain't got no lick you need me to hit. You know how you used to do it. Remember?
No what?
We ain't got no lick. You ain't got no lick.
You
what? No? All right.
Yo, crazy.
No lick.
We
did
lick. We did lick.
We don't get no lick. Somewhere we in our own house.
Hey, G-Lu, I robbed a nigga that had a size. He was a size medium, right? A nigga was a size medium, right? But he had all his money stuck into the lining of his jacket. So I couldn't just rob a nigga and run down the street with a jacket. So I put the jacket on, and it was real tight. It was real tight and shit, real tight. So when I got to where Lisa was and back to the motel room, I said, baby, help me take this damn tight-ass jacket off. Money was falling all out the inside and shit. I was like, yeah. But I'm just saying, this is the kind of shit me and her been on. She didn't let me do no robberies. I had to go do my own robberies and come back. She wouldn't let me rob her tricks, but I had to go rob other niggas' tricks and bitches' tricks and all that shit.
Right.
And come back and like, baby, look what I'm telling. But I did, listen, what I did do. Let me tell you what we did do one time. This is what we did do one time. One time, she screamed out the door. She like, baby, the nigga, he tripping, right? So I wasn't never far away from her. So I kicked the door in, bam. So the Mexican stood up, and she stood up. She said, baby, he was tripping. He wouldn't give me what I want, wah, wah, wah. So I took his wallet out, and the motherfucker had about, I promise you, man, he had like $1,000 worth of $50 bills in there. So I said, baby, well, here go, one $50 bill for you, and then one $50 bill for me, and then I gave him a $50 bill, right? And then I said, well, baby, here go two $50 bills for you. And I took two $50 bills, and I gave him one and said, that's two for you. And then I gave her three $50 bills, take me $3 bills, and I gave him one. That would made him have three. But we got 10 or 15 of them now. So, man, I just did that shit too. I did that shit till the $1,000 on. Then I said, man, go out the door. Don't you tell the police nothing. Don't say nothing to the police or none of that shit. Because you didn't get robbed. You just didn't get all your money back. You didn't get robbed. You just didn't get all your money back.
Right.
So,
wow.
We used to do shit like that.
Queen G and cousin Marcy.
Okay.
Yes, Queen.
My story is when I took the bullet out his arm for him.
Oh.
All right,
yeah,
baby.
I did.
You
I put some 151 in his arm, and I took the bullet out, smoked up all the dope, and then left.
Yes, you
oh,
did. Wow. Hey, listen. Hey, listen, man. I had enough. Listen, I was smoking about two, three days,
man.
And then I was got down to the end. I couldn't get out and go get no money. She wouldn't leave me with no. And then as soon as I ran out, I went to sleep and woke up. She was gone. I said, damn, this is some cold ass shit. Got the bullet. I got the bullet hole in my arm, but she took the bullet out of my arm and left me there to die, y'all. I'm just letting you know she left me there to die.
He was passing.
Wow.
He was
Wow.
That's just some of our stories, but that song,
Here Goes Again by Isaac Brothers. We got a bunch of them, man. We got a
bunch of them.
I just have one question, if I could ask y'all, because this is like book worthy,
okay? These are stories that you tell your grandchildren. Was it like the movies, like you're taking the bullet out? Did you pour, like, liquor on his arm, or you just got
one,
five,
one?
She said 151.
Oh, gosh.
That's a get back. That 151 would get anything back. You put that stuff on some. You put that
pain
stuff on the mirror. If you put it on the mirror, and you just watch it go magical with that 151.
You look.
Yep. Like,
What up, man?
You know, I got to tell you, let me tell you when I knew I was fucking with an angel, right? Okay, before all this shit happened, God, the one that directed me to her. And then when she came to me, she said, I don't know, I was praying for God to send me somebody to protect me. And we, I said, that's what God do. So now look, trick this, right?
You said tell that nigga I'm back on the set.
We was out there. This on everything. We out here, it's like on a Sunday. Nigga, we tired. Ain't nobody coming. Ain't no money coming. So, right, she hit her little lick, and she was up in the motel room. I'm out on the streets, nigga. I'm out there like, fuck, this motherfucker won't come out. She won't do it. So, look, she finally came out, and she tried to give me a couple of little funky-ass dollars, keep me going. She was like, I'm going to go back in there. I said, G-Lou, let me tell you what I said. I said, bitch, you ain't finna go back. She said, what you saying, nigga? I said, bitch, you ain't finna go back. And I reached back like I was finna hit her, cuz, and my arm, when I tried to hit her, cuz, slapped. Well, I was gonna slap her. My arm broke in midair. My arm broke in half. As soon as I was getting ready to hit her, cut my arm split in half. Now I had got shot in the arm, and the bullet had kind of fucked that bone up. But that was God. You like, man, you can't hit no angel. He broke my arm in half when I the pressure. And look, let me tell you what's so fucked up about it. As my arm was dangling down in front of her, her eyes as big as the motherfucker. She said, nigga, I got to take you to the hospital. I said, bitch, I ain't fucking with you. I give. Please take me to the hospital. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Please help me. Thank you, Lord.
Oh,
thank you.
Wow.
He
never
so
raised
look,
his hand at me again in life.
Never, ever in life. And she dropped me off at the hospital and kept going. Left me again, nigga. You niggas left me again. You left me again, nigga. Left me again.
Wow.
Just letting y'all know.
That's a story.
Just letting y'all
right
know
there.
How to... The streets make you what you are, nigga. I ain't got no feelings for a motherfucker, none of that shit no more because of her ass. How the fuck am I have some feelings for a motherfucker that left me to die two or three times? And you know what I'm saying? So that's what is this how the streets
y'all
made us, man.
Y'all need to write
real.
A book, man. For real.
Yeah, that's a lot. Went through a lot. And I want to say thank you, baby, for our life right now. Thank you, Jesus. But I appreciate you so much. You're such a good help. You got the bug from under the bed last night.
This nigga here. G-Lou.
Hey, man. Let me, Lisa, this is you. I was just telling you, y'all about to change. Let me get back to it.
I said, baby, what is it? She said it's a bug. I said, how big is it? She said, as big as a dinosaur.
Oh my God.
That motherfucker was so small. It was so small, I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe that motherfucker was that small.
Here we go again, y'all.
What do you do?
That boy.
When you love somebody. And everything is going wrong, oh no. Nobody knows the way you feel about it, cause only you know. You can't leave it alone. Ah, oh, here we go again. Ah, oh, here we go again. I thought what we had was over. Here we go again. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Oh, here we go again. When you love somebody and you decide to go it alone, oh no, no. It never pays to give up on someone when on the inside the feeling is strong. Oh, here we go again. Oh, here we go again. I thought what we had was over now. Keep coming back to you now. Out of all the women in the world, I keep coming back to you. Yeah, you do when you love somebody and realize you're walking away. Oh no, no, you hesitate when it's time for leaving. You and I know it's never too late. Oh, here we go again. Here we go again.
now we have Cousin Marcy with the Marcy's Minute.
Thank you, Cuzzo. Thank you, Queen. DJ Maniac, Mr. and Mrs. Norman, listeners, get in here for a few minutes. I got something to tell you all. Make it quick. Judge partially seals evidence in shooting case of Ralph Yarl to protect safety of accused gunman Andrew Lester. Evidence found in the criminal case against Andrew Lester will stay out of the public eye. Earlier this week, a Missouri judge granted Lester's motion to seal the case partially. Lester has reportedly received threats and harassment since shooting Ralph Yarl, a black teenager, in April, if you all recall. Lester's attorneys filed a protective order at the top of May. They claim the ongoing media spotlight on the case poses safety and fair hearing concerns. Interesting. The Clay County judge agreed on Wednesday, May 31st, for ABC News. The evidence will be kept from the public but provided to the prosecutors and the defense. The court finds the evidence adduced and supported exhibits admitting into evidence not only compels closure, but also for good cause required, the judge wrote per CNN. The threats and harassment demonstrate defendant's life and physical safety are in jeopardy. So basically they're sealing up his file because they don't want this man to be in danger after he did shoot that boy, not once, but two times. So it's going to be interesting to see how this goes. The aunt said, "I see old, I see fragile, I help old, I help fragile. That was just evil. That's evil. That's trying to find a way out. We don't give you a pass because of your age. No, because he was fine enough after shooting my nephew to be one of the first calls that went to 911. Yarl continues to recover from his injuries at home, thank goodness, his family says. But the teen's aunt, Dr. Spoonmore, added that he's suffering debilitating physical pain, not to mention the emotional trauma he's endured. He's only 17 years old. He has his entire life that he's going to have to fight, and he's going to have to struggle to deal with everything that happened as a teenager." So I'm going to keep my eye on that for sure. You don't get no pass because you're 80-something years old. In other news, Tupac Shakur is going to posthumously receive his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. The ceremony is going to be held on June 7th at 10:30. You can also catch a live stream on YouTube. The release also includes more information about why the decision was made to honor Shakur, that they needed one. Additionally, the release explains that Shakur continues to have a massive impact on pop culture today despite his passing. Citing his hologram performance at the 2012 Coachella Festival, his spoken word appearance on Kendrick Lamar's The Prince Pimp a Butterfly, Pardon Me, and the multiple immersive museum experiences created in his honor. So this is going to happen. It would have been Tupac's 52nd birthday. It's going to be a few days before that. But this is not the only birthday gift the late rapper will receive. In addition, Shakur will also be honored with a street named after him in Oakland, California. It will be called Tupac Shakur Way. Last but not least, in sports news, NBA playoffs, Miami Heat take game one against the Denver Nuggets, 111-108. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver says, and we're going to whoop you when we get home news, they've uncovered a fair amount of additional information in Ja Morant's gun flashing scandal. I would say we probably could have brought it to a head by now, but we made the decision, and I believe the Players Association agrees with us, that it would be unfair to these players and these teams in the middle of this series to announce the results of that investigation. They're not going to give us the results until the conclusion of the finals. So I don't know what's going to happen to Ja Morant flashing those guns. And there you have it. Thank you for listening. That's Marcy's Minute. Queen Jilu, back to you.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Great
You're
woman.
Welcome. Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Cousin Marcy.
They said they going to whoop them when they get home, y'all. What's going to happen to Ja Morant? Mm-mm-mm.
Great job, Cousin Marcy.
Oh, yes, and this just in, before I let y'all go. Misa Hylton Brim, oh, my good. See, when I talk about her, people be like, they get cussed out. MC Shannon cussed me out and everything on this man. She's going on a rant about her kid's father, Diddy. Now, apparently, their son Justin had a car accident, and she's tweeted, act bad.
A DUI.
Followed by a DUI. Act bad, bad boy. I used to want to be a bad girl. I chose to be a queen, tried and true. I'm not perfect, but I am intentional. Wonder who that's talking about. I'm not protecting no one anymore, just my son. The statement, a fish rots from the head down, means that in addition to being a major contributing factor in a family or organization's success, leadership is also the root cause of its failure and demise. In all red letters, the truth shall set you free. Meanwhile, Diddy is over there thotting and bopping with Carisha. Just, oh, I'm definitely keeping my eye on this, guys. Yeah, that was it. It's too much. It's just too much. We're definitely going to hear more about that. Promise you.
All right. Cousin Marcy with the Marcy's Minute. We're going to come back in a few minutes and wrap this thing is up. But we got Hankster Gangster and Hank. The people have spoken. You and your wife need a reality show, a show, or a book or something, man, because y'all are too much, bro. Straight comedy, homie.
Really?
Yes, but
sir,
on some
man.
Real shit. You know what I mean?
Appreciate y'all. Yes, sir. Thank you, man.
Yes, sir. Check it out.
Bye.
A lot of good skits for your comedy. Your stand-up comedy, too.
Yeah. Hey, thank you, Cousin Marcy. Keep it at 1,000, man, and getting that sports on me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, yeah.
She's inspirational, and every day she goes, and everywhere she goes, so inspirational.
First time I saw her, I knew that I love her. My only wish is to get undercover. I'm only 5, I don't know anything. But what I know is she my beauty queen. She say she timid, really, and she 9. I told her I'm 6, but nigga, I'm really 5. It's after school, nigga, really knocking. I got my lunch bell and my Scooby snacksin'. We walking home from school and holding hands. I'm waving to my homies, I'm the man. Just like a Mac, I'm on the outside. She like my girl, she on the inside. Walk by the park, I see the robot slide. I grabbed her hand and then we took a ride. On the way down and I stole a kiss. I still remember kissing tender lips.
Since we've been kids.
Sir, Heart of Gold, dedicated to all the ladies out there. It's the G Loop Show, OG Sunday, Fabulous Slow Rider Oldies with Queen Jean, Cousin Marcy, OG Hanks the Gangster, the Deacon.
What's up?
Yes, sir.
What are you doing there? What are you doing
there? What are you doing there? It is done.
Yes, sir.
Great show. Great
all right,
show.
Awesome show. Awesome show, G-Lo, man.
Man, thank you. Thank you all. Can't do it without you all. Thank you.
Hey, man, I know we at the end of it, man, and I'm going to jump out there, man, ahead of everybody, man. Listen to me, man. Galatians 6:7, be not deceived, for God is not mocked, for whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. That's whether you, whatever you sow, if that means whatever you sow good and whatever you sow bad, you're going to get that back. Whatever, that's what you're going to reap. So try to sow you some good, man. Not try to sow you some good. Sow you some good. Because you've been sowing all that bad. You're going to get them. Them going to come up. They might not come up today. They might not come up tomorrow. But they're going to come up, man. But if you're sowing that good, once all that bad get finished, then you're going to get that good, man. So just don't be deceived. Don't think it's going to be any different than that. God is not mocked. Trust me and believe that. He's going to do whatever you do in life, you're going to get that back. That's God. That's what that's called. That's God. And that's called reaping what you sow. Whatever you reap, that's what you're going to sow. And that's the good and the bad, man. Galatians 6:7.
That part.
I receive that.
Yes,
we
man.
That.
Thank you, sis. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. We all need to be reminded of that. You know what I'm saying? Because I think at times we just tend to forget a lot of things that the word tells us and want to just do things our way, which is, you know,
So I received which is idolatry.
Really, it's really idolatry. Believing in anything other than God is idolatry.
Okay,
all right. I just want to make sure. Okay.
Absolutely. So I hope you all receive what Deacon Norman just put out there, because that's real talk. It's straight out of the soul book, the word, you know. And you have to feed your spirit. You know, you have to stay spirit filled. That's what I was going to say tonight. And just keep praying for your families, because God is hearing you, and God comes in God's time, not your time. You can pray for something. You can pray for something right now. You can't really expect for that prayer to be happening, to be fulfilled within a second.
It ain't gonna happen tomorrow. It might not happen in a week. It might not happen in a month. It might not happen in a year, but it's gonna happen when it's supposed to happen, in God's time.
Absolutely, and that's where that faith comes in. That's why you gotta have that mustard seed faith. You just gotta have it, because it teaches you patience and humbleness. You know, that's what it does. So that's all I want to say. So peace and love to everybody. Peace, love, and light. Ashe, and thank everybody for, you know, being involved with us, rocking with us.
Yeah, that's
cool.
Amen.
Yeah. There it is, y'all.
Amen. All that. And agreeance. Amen.
May the church say amen.
And okay. The teachers is teaching. I told y'all, listen to what the teachers is teaching. That's right. Thank y'all.
Get your lesson.
All right. All right, y'all. Thank y'all for joining us. OG Sunday's Fabulous Low Rider Oldies. Where they doing it at? G Hank, Queen Jean, Cousin Marcy, G Lou. We thank you all. Shout out to our sponsors again. We'll see you again. Everyone have a great week. Peace, love. Okay.
No, you got to say it.
Check this out. 7 days without prayer.
Not one week, but one week. So that's why it's important to be said.
Mm-hmm.
Go, man.
Thank you, Queen. Love y'all. We out of here. Peace.
Peace.
Peace out.